Thursday, September 17th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfying us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Come, let us sing to the Holy One.
Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving
and raise a loud shout with psalms.
For you, O God, are a great God.
You are great above all gods.
In your hand are the caverns of the earth.
And the heights of the hills are yours also.
The sea is yours, for you made it.
And your hands have molded the dry land.
Come, let us bow down and bend the knee.
And kneel before God, our Maker.
For you are our God.
And we are the people of your pasture.
And the sheep of your hand.
Oh, that today we would hearken to your voice.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Dawn from on high, your light illumines all our days. Awaken us to your visitations throughout this day. Be merciful in us for the sake of others. Make us fearless when confronting injustice and need, that we may give you glory in the power of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. The Lord is great and so worthy of praise. God's greatness cannot be grasped. I will lift you up high, my God, the true King. I will bless your name forever and always. I will bless you every day. I will praise your name forever and always. The Lord is great and so worthy of praise. God's greatness cannot be grasped. One generation will praise your works to the next one, proclaiming your mighty acts. They will talk all about the glorious splendor of your majesty. I will contemplate your wondrous works. They will speak of the power of your awesome deeds. I will declare your great accomplishments. They will rave in celebration of your abundant goodness. They will shout joyfully about your righteousness. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, very patient and full of faithful love. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord is great and so worthy of praise. God's greatness can't be grasped.
A reading from 2 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 4. This is the third time I'm coming to visit you. Every matter is settled on the evidence of two or three witnesses. When I was with you on my second visit, I already warned those who continued to sin. Now I'm repeating that warning to all the rest of you while I'm at a safe distance. If I come again, I won't spare anyone. Since you are demanding proof that Christ speaks through me, Christ isn't weak in dealing with you, but shows his power among you. Certainly, he was crucified because of weakness, but he lives by the power of God. Certainly, we also are weak in him, but we will live together with him because of God's power that is directed toward you. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A commemoration of Hildegard. Hildegard was a Benedictine abbess, artist, author, composer, mystic, natural scientist, pharmacist, a poet, preacher, a theologian whose writings, music, and visions are still in use today. A human being is a vessel that God has built for himself and filled with his inspiration so that his works are perfected in it.
God of all times and seasons, give us grace that we, after the example of your servant Hildegard, may both know and make known the joy and jubilation of being part of your creation, and show forth your glory in the world through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
O God, the strength of the weak and the comfort of sufferers, mercifully accept our prayers and grant to those we pray for this day the help of your power, that their sickness may be turned into health and our sorrow into joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
O God, because without you, we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Almighty and most merciful God, we remember before you all poor and neglected persons whom it would be easy for us to forget, the homeless and the destitute, the old and the sick, and all who have none to care for them. Help us to heal those who are broken in body or spirit, and to turn their sorrow into joy. Grant this, Father, for the love of your Son, who for our sake became poor, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, from whom cometh every good and perfect gift, send down upon our bishops and our other clergy and upon the congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of thy grace, and that they may truly please thee, pour upon them the continual dew of thy blessing, Grant this, O Lord, for the honor of our advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God be in your head and in your understanding. God be in your eyes and in your looking. God be in your mouth and in your speaking. God be in your heart and in your thinking. God be at your end and at your departing. Amen.
Amen.